What about the high-risk patient, multiple positive nodes, HER2 positive, ER positive, is premenopausal?
Those patients who has not been rendered postmenopausal by chemotherapy, I discuss using ovarian ablation along with tamoxifen. In terms of compliance issues, one has to always worry about the use of an aromatase inhibitor with ovarian ablation. And right now we don't have results of trials yet looking at that. That's an investigational route. But that's something that's very exciting for the future. But right now, if I have a patient who's extremely high risk, who either has transient menopause or does not become menopausal at all, I discuss ovarian ablation with those patients, and I offer this. And I do it for either 2 to 3 years for the Zoladex with the tamoxifen. There's argument about this based on Nancy Davidson's trial, and the Europeans use a lot of this Zoladex plus tamoxifen in lieu of chemotherapy. We know it's at least equivalent to CMF. And I've had patients who, for a variety of reasons, won't take adjuvant chemotherapy, and I will use ovarian ablation plus tamoxifen. Also, in my practice, since I have a lot of young women and I run the genetic counseling program for breast and ovarian cancer, we have a lot of patients who go through that program. And for the BRCA positives, we often discuss prophylactic oophorectomy along with prophylactic mastectomy, and this leaves then the option of aromatase inhibitors for these previously premenopausal women.